Welcome back to the Voices of Boyle podcast. This is episode number 26, and in today's episode, we are joined by Kieran Sheeran, who is the current chairman of the Boyle Town Team Committee. Kieran will be sharing exciting updates on the Boyle 2040 plan, as well as the various projects and improvements happening in the town centre, including funding applications, landscaping works, and the creation of a purpose-built library at the back of the Royal Hotel, now known as Onriga. Discover how these initiatives are bringing a fresh and vibrant perspective to Boyle, making it an attractive destination for residents and visitors alike. So without rambling on any further, let's jump straight into the conversation.
So welcome to the Voices of Boyle, Kieran.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's welcome, Carolyn Florence.
Good to appreciate have you on. So you are the recently elected chair of Boyle Town Team, and we just thought it'd be a good opportunity to get you on to talk a little bit about what you guys do and some of the plans you have for Boyle.
Yeah, and I suppose just to say we would appreciate the platform. We're always trying to find ways about removing the mystery of the town team and these sort of organisations. So it's great to get this opportunity.
Yeah, perfect.
So I'll maybe start by telling you a little bit about who we are and what we do. So there is a good few locals representing different areas on the town team. So I might just run through the names to give them a name check as we go. So there's Margaret Mulligan, Brian Nerney, Louise Morn, Kieran O'Connor, Frank Geelan, Mervyn Bowles, Dara Callan, David Gunning, John Cummins, Trevor Conroy, Anya Murphy and Anna Robertson, the two our latest additions to the team. So really the purpose of the town team is to work closely with local government to develop the town to a specific plan that is set out. And in the case of Boyle, we're very lucky because we have the Boyle 2040 vision, which was created by an architect within Roscommon County Council, Emmett Humphreys, a number of years ago. And we can talk about that in a little bit more detail in a while, but that sets out a vision for the town that will, you know, focus on town centre living, an economic heartland in the centre of town, and reversing that hollowing out of town centre living that's happened over the past years and that's happened to many small towns within Ireland. So where we the town team come into that is we work towards funding applications, the drawdown of funding applications and obviously the execution of these projects that will help deliver towards that 2040 vision. As part of that, you know, 2040 is a far way away at the moment, anyways, and especially when this plan is drawn. So we kind of work through three structures. So the overarching structure is your 2040 vision. Then you have your LECP, which is kind of a 3 to 5 year plan. And then you have your plan of works, which is your yearly plan. So the benefit of that process is that we can kind of break down the building blocks of 2040 down to more tangible day-to-day efforts that we can make to execute on the vision.
Mm. So you're not just going after one big kind of plan as such, you're breaking down into more manageable components.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So maybe what I might just start talking about is maybe a little bit about that 2040 vision, first of all.
Exactly. When was this created? Was it back in 2019?
I think around that sort of time, yeah, it was created.
Right.
You know, pardon my ignorance after only joined the team two years ago.
I think I remember first hearing about it around 2019, and it was only recently that I actually got a chance to kind of brush through it. And if you could kind of maybe take some points from that.
Yeah, and for everyone listening, they can actually download a copy of the document themselves and have a look through it. It's like 122 pages or something.
Yeah, we'll put a link to onto it in the
goes through section. Everything.
Yeah.
So basically the 2040 vision is about, you know, it's a focus on the town centre itself. So it divides it's into three character areas, the Frybrew Creative Space, the King House Cultural Quarter and the Abbey area as well. The idea is that, you know, if you notice about Boyle, we have a lot of our businesses, let's say, for example, on Main Street, they have their backs to the river. And then we have all that undeveloped space along the river that was old storehouses, etc., for the businesses that were in the centre of town. And the architect, Emmett Humphrey's, seen that as a great opportunity for places like restaurants, eateries, green spaces, public spaces. So we can see the kind of start of that in the recent Royal development on Riga, where there's a civic space made right behind that building. And next step on of there as well, again, towards facing towards river on the south and north bank of Boyle, it will be the purpose-built library as well. That's to tune a 6 million funding that has been allocated, and I think a little bit more funding allocated during the week as well.
So on top of that project.
On top of that project, to make sure that project succeeds. So that will probably be kicking off. The current timeline's around 2025. That the building will hopefully be start construction. So we'd all obviously love it sooner, but there's a due diligence that has to be done before.
And will that project take long to complete once it starts?
I'd imagine you're probably talking about a 2-year construction period, to be realistic about it. Yeah. 18 months to 2 years anyways. What it will do really for the town, it'll really complement that civic space that's at the back of the Royal Hotel that's been created through the recent redevelopment. And it'll also link well to the King House area as well. So that promenade that's been built along the back of the river and then right up into King House spaces, it'll link those spaces very well.
Okay, yeah. So there's a kind of a, I think I saw in the brochure, there's like this planned loop around, yeah, which starts off with kind of at Stewart's.
Yep.
And then goes down as far as the Abbey and back, and it kind of takes in a few different spots in between King House and
Riga. It takes in the lawn area as well.
Yeah.
And the idea of that as well is, you know, is that you have public spaces and a walkable pattern into town that links all the different attractions into town as well. And probably those areas, particularly around the lawn area, that need a lot of development at the moment. And I think that's
it's one thing that comes up a lot. Yeah. When people are talking, it's the lawn area.
You really do see that a lot. So what I might kind of segue into maybe a little bit about, we talked a little bit about 2040 and the fact that we have that bridging plan, that LECP, which is a kind of 3 to 5 year plan, but then on our plan of works. So it's a good opportunity to talk about that. So for this year, we had a number of activities outlined, and one of them was that loop area. And we tie all our objectives into a specific part of 2040. So the lawn area, we were looking at landscaping around that area. The town team itself has probably a limited enough 10k budget for the year on which they have to find different projects to execute on. However, you know, that's outside of any funding applications that we make and decide to part fund or whatever it might be. So often a lot of that money goes part funding towards bigger exercises. We had called out this year that we would look at that, and then we took a walk up the lawn and seeing that the €5,000 we could allocate towards it was going to be a drop in the ocean of what's needed up there. So we're working closely with the council at the moment to look at ORIS Measure 2 funding, which will be significantly higher investment, and that will really, it'll tie in with our 2040 plan, but it'll also deliver a sizable change for that area and a visual improvement. So I think watch that space, and we'll try our best to secure that funding as much as we can.
That'd be great, yeah, because it is a bit of an eyesore, as you said,
yeah,
you know, and it'd be great to get something up and running with it, you know, in terms of...
And ideally, Ciarán, if you were to get the higher level funding that you're talking about, what would be the vision for the lawn?
Yeah, so look, I'm probably going to...
I
wouldn't be the creative person myself, so I leave the vision up to the architects of the areas. But
just generally improve the area.
Generally improve the area, you know, connect up with... We have the Patrick's Well area that's down there off the back of Stewart's. You know, you'll have that distillery experience that's planned. That's a private enterprise by Stewart's themselves. You know, there's opportunities to connect with these areas, and it'll form part of that loop vision vision as well that's outlined in 2040.
Yeah.
The exacts, I'll leave up to the experts.
Yeah, because it would be fantastic, actually, because obviously it's in the town centre, but it's an area where nobody would normally go. So it would be fantastic to incorporate that and see people walking up and down there, having picnics, letting the kids run around, things like that would be lovely.
It could be a fantastic civic space. It's so underutilised at the moment. Yeah. So, and especially for the people who live in close proximity to that as well, you know, it'd be great boon to them if they can walk down a nicely landscaped area that's a welcoming part of the town.
Yeah, also the Frybrook as well plays a big part in potential development as well of that area.
Yeah,
I read a covered food kind of market idea or something like a cultural quarter or something like that. So that'd be really.
Yeah, well. That's part of it. We did actually look for funding a number of years ago to kind of put up a pavilion area in front of that square, so where the public realm works were completed recently. But we may have to revisit that option. We weren't successful on that application, but you know, I suppose it's all about taking steps towards that 2040 vision, and that'd be a fantastic addition to the town if you could have that shambles area as a covered food market.
All right, so that area leading out from the shambles out to the kind of the main road.
We had to put an application for in front of that area because again, shambles is a privately owned a privately owned enterprise. So I suppose this is probably part of the Boyle 2040 vision, and that ties in nicely with the next piece of what we want to do, which is upselling the 2040 vision to the people of Boyle. So. There's a lot of people who don't even know anything about what 2040 is all about.
Yeah, you
know,
absolutely.
That you could have restaurants all along the river, you could have all these civic spaces, the town is very accessible, and the centre of town all along the river is a beautiful area to be. It's our job as probably the town team to sell that vision. So one thing we're working on at the moment is developing a brochure, and as part of that brochure it's a couple of different purposes. One will be to give a snapshot of what the 2040 vision is like, two, to link people to the document. It's quite a comprehensive document, so I'm sure I shared it to you before.
It's
heavy reading, but
it's very detailed as well.
Yeah, it's a great piece. So it's, you know, a lot of other towns don't have that kind of guiding document, so we're in a very fortunate position that we've something to aim towards. So it's about for ourselves upselling that vision. So back to that brochure, so selling the 2040 vision, and then letting people know about, you know, what sort of grants are available for, you know, renovations within your area. If you're a town centre dweller, you know, what can you do to implement a 2040 vision? Whether it's maybe parcel off a piece of your land at the back of the house, how could you do that? How could we support with that? Whether it's planning applications, do you need a letter of support from Boyle Town team? You know, we're probably going to do it in a way that, you know, it's going to be QR codes so that people can scan and we can update links from there. And that's this year's media campaign. But we want to get that into every house, pub, restaurant in the town, so that even visitors know about this, and no one can say we didn't know about 2040 anyways by the time we're done.
That's true. Yeah. that sounds like it'll take a lot of work though as well to kind of educate business owners, because
everyone.
There are a lot of dilapidated buildings around Patrick Street, Main Street. So it would take an effort to try and, you know, incorporate that into the bigger picture.
Yeah. And like, so probably one thing the council has been working on is probably trying to find the owners of some of the derelict buildings. And I suppose it's a countrywide thing at the moment that the dereliction notices are being issued to those houses and maybe in a poor state of repair. So look, I think it probably forces the conversation, and there's probably buildings there that maybe people don't know who lived in them, and it's maybe 40 years ago since someone lived in some buildings.
True,
so it's great that there's actually a process there to kind of get the ball rolling. You know, that'll be it's a big step in improving visually those sort of areas.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I was just going to say there before or when you finished talking about bridging the gap between Boyle Town team and the community. So that's why you're here doing the podcast, obviously, is to educate people on what you do and your hopes for 2040. But is there a way, do you think, I suppose the brochure with the QR codes and things like that will educate people on what they can do? Because a lot of people, I suppose, they want to know about all these grants that are available, but it's hearsay. They don't know where to apply, or they don't know who to approach.
Yeah, this is it, actually. So we do get, you know, I suppose, you know, to your point there, with the reason we're trying to get out there and kind of sell the work a bit of the town team is to kind of give people, you know, to manage expectations for a start and to get some information out there, because in that vacuum, people, you know, in a vacuum, people will fill the vacuum. If you know, if we're responsible as a town team of educating people on these things, and we're not communicating. You know, we're not doing our job. So we're looking for this platform, local media, whatever we can do to get out there and explain a little bit about the work that we do. And so to spell that, we're not a secret society. So
you're not Freemasons.
In fact, the exact opposite. as I said, I was bestowed the honour. I don't know, was that a punishment or an honour?
There has been talk on Boyd of Freemasons, but that's a different topic altogether.
That's another
podcast. I have no notes prepared on Freemasonry and Boyle, but I can task some of the team to look into it anyways.
So I think another thing a lot of people probably would like to know would be the connection, or trying to build the connection between Boyle Town and Lochkey, for instance. Does that play a part in the 2040 agenda?
Yeah, huge part. So there's a couple of different plans around that. There's Lochkey Master Plan as well as Boyle 2040, and obviously a number of other area plans as well. So one of the projects we're currently working on is our Oris funding drawdown from 22, where the town team secured 30k worth of funding to curb the cycle trackway between the first and second gate, and then the landscaping works either side of the gatehouse. The Roscommon County Council are managing the first part of that, and then the town team is managing the second part, landscaping aspect. So just last week, after a tendering process in which local businesses were asked to tender for the landscaping works, one business came out successful, and that was Thomas Crummie Landscaping. So the work has started out on that, and we're out there kind of the day after, that evening of, and it already looks really, really impressive, just to kind of clear away all that vegetation and overgrowth. I suppose when you do one thing, it kind of gets questions asking the next thing. Yeah. What's next for the gatehouse itself as well? And maybe just to address that one as well. So the Chamber are working currently on that. And I know we put out a press release where we're going to support them on that in any way that we can. So
Did the chamber rent that? Did they take out a lease on that or something a few years ago at the Chamber of Commerce?
I'm not sure if it's ownership or lease.
I thought it was a lease, but yeah.
But they are working behind the scenes, there's a lot. It's not as straightforward as just dive in with a protected structure like that, you know. And it's obviously it's probably one of the most impressive buildings in North County, Roscommon, architecturally wise. So we want to, you know, make sure everything is done right. So I think, look, watch that space. Something will come in that direction. But obviously, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, and that pathway that's going to be curbed, that cycleway, will that then connect up with, you know, as you go through the second arch, you go right up to the, will that connect in some way with that?
Yeah, or? That's designed to kind of demarcate out the current cycle trackway.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What else might I add on that? I suppose, we had, you know, 20k worth of funding for that. And then, you know, I did get a lot of feedback around, you know, what else are we going to do around that area? We initially looked at putting in beds, but for the funding available and as far as it was going to get us, we could really mainly focus on the relawning of that area. You're not going to win every battle. You have to pick your fights. So the most important thing for us is to make sure that area is an impressive, freshly landscaped area. But if there's any local businesses who want to help with the cost of flower beds, come reach out to any one of the previous members of the town team mentioned, and we'll happily work with them. And just to call out actually the Tidy Towns as well, Jared Daly and Mandy Toolan really helped us with the design process.
They do an amazing job.
I can't speak highly enough of. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of organisations I can't speak highly enough of, but you know, I'm going to call it Tidy Towns for their support in that project as well. And I'm sure they'll be happy if we can get some more funding, local funding, towards putting in the beds that we intended to put in or we would like to put in.
Because they make the town centre look very, very attractive, sort of. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a nice, and it's a lot of hard work and volunteering that goes into that.
So yeah.
They definitely deserve a call out for that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And maybe another call out we'll do as well is, and related to Enrigue, are the Royal. You know, that building is intended as a civic and enterprise space. So it's fantastic to see the Arts Festival being the first exhibitioners,
yes, that's right,
using that civic space.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I think the whole festival, everyone's seen it, the whole festival was a boon to the town.
It really was.
Yeah,
so
yeah, so well organized.
And a lot of effort. Again, the committee that's involved in that, they start off, I think they start again this week or something, they're back for next year. So it's a constant amount of work.
Yeah, it's a year round exercise, and it's, so you know, we envy them on the town team. Their work ethos is next to none. You know,
the one question that I think there's a lot of sentiment around town is, do we need a new library? And I know that's not probably your place to comment on that, but that's one thing that, as you know, probably gets talked about a lot, is, do we really need a new library?
And I don't think I'll convince all the naysayers on this, and I suppose it's not my job to defend specifically the library, but what I will say on it is, you know, I think this question has come back to the council, the original appliers for the funding at the time, and the reality is that the funding was there for a library. You know, it wasn't there for a hotel. The council aren't in the business of running hotels. You know, our another civic space. That was what the funding was there for. And now we'll have the building with a, you know, it's not your quintessential library of old. It's you know, there's going to be educational spaces. There's going to be you know, a range of different facilities within there that will, you know, make it a state-of-the-art modern library. And then what it also allows is, it frees up more exhibition space for King House should they choose to use that area as well. Yeah. Like, so I think it's going to be a great win for the town to get that in place. And you know, there's probably a lot of stuff in King House. I'm sure they've a lot within their exhibit that they'd only love more space as well too.
Well, that's true, and especially come Arts Festival time.
Yeah.
They could free up a few of those rooms up top.
Yeah, that could be an amazing space for that. We're not going to suggest that, but
yeah, they could they use it for so much upstairs.
Yeah.
I'm sure they might have uses in mind within the teams. You know?
But apart from that, that new library centre down there, combined with Enrigue, it'll be just like the heartbeat of the town. Like visually pleasing. And also, if there's a lot of activity going on in there, it's great. It's a central hub to the town. For obviously the last number of years, it was the Royal and it was dilapidated and there was nothing going on. So, you know, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, where the business side of things come in. You know, so I represent Nordson Medical, and I've worked up on the town team. I've worked up there for the past 12 plus years at this stage. So it's a little while. And when we have visitors to Boyle, when, you know, the Royal was in a state of dilapidation as a town centre property, you know, we've a lot of US visitors, US owned company, we've a lot of prospective customers or current customers visiting. It was nearly a bit embarrassing to bring them through the centre of town and you know, just have a building in that condition and have a you know, a key landmark building in that state of dereliction. So now we're in a position where, you know, you're proud to bring someone through the centre of town. You know, there's no real blot marks as you drive around that from Main Street, all around that section. And you know, there's so much more planned. There's so much more public realm works planned to start soon that will only improve the area as well, even visually even more. So it's a town we can sell. You know, sure we're missing, I'm not going to mention the H word, but sure.
It always
small
comes
steps,
up.
Small steps, because if these things are to eventually get implemented.
As well, you it'll said, come in yeah, time, I
it
think.
It will. And as you yeah. said at the start, with that LEC or something.
LECP,
It's these small little projects build and a compound effect then takes effect after that.
If I was prospectively going to open a hotel, I want to come to a Boyle, which is visually impressive and... I want to set up in a town that's starting to lift and starting to rise from the ashes again. You want to be on the right side of that, like so.
Exactly.
And I think if everything works out the way it is planned for, it will draw in potential investors.
Absolutely.
For a hotel.
Yeah. You can even see like the businesses have started to pick up as well. The couple more restaurants in the locality have probably opened up since COVID as well. COVID's really kind of. It was a punch in the guts for a lot of the town, but things are starting to happen again. New businesses are starting to come into the town. So,
there's more of a vibe as well, especially I think since the arts festival and the opening of Unriga. It seems like there's a bit of a heartbeat again downtown.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's always a good thing. The Abbey, trying to get that. I think a lot of people are also of the opinion that it's not kind of on
utilized.
The map. It's not utilized. It's not on the map. I mean, a lot of people don't even know the history of the Abbey.
Yeah.
So it'd be great. Is that on? That's obviously on the plans as well to kind of integrate that more with the town and the tourism aspects.
It is. It is part of that Abbey Quarter as well. That's our Abbey area outlined in the 2040 vision as well. So there will have to be items outlined in the future plans of work that will incorporate that. So I know like. One thing we try and do, we always try and advocate, the maximum visitor numbers for the area. And we work with the council to understand, is there stuff that we can do as part of the town team to increase visitor numbers? Mm. It's a great, facility for the town to have something like that.
It's free every Wednesday or the first Wednesday of every month for visitors, is it, Ciarán?
Yeah, and I think you've also, I think Heritage Week, a lot of these sites are free as well. Mm. That's coming up soon, I'm sure.
And the other thing as well, which I think is in the plans, is you talked about, I think, the riverside on the north facing, sorry, is it the north facing or the south facing side of the river?
Yeah.
To kind of get some way, when you go to other towns and they have a lovely kind of riverside aspect going on where there's businesses, there's like deck chairs out and, that'd be cracking down there.
Yeah. Like if you could have restaurants all along, it's we're probably on the north face there. The south face then will be...
I think actually the royal faces the north, the wall faces the north, isn't it? Yeah, it is. North.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Whatever, yeah, I get confused as
we
well.
We have no compass.
Basically, all along the river, restaurants, shops, bars,
doesn't
hotels.
Matter.
Can't go wrong with it.
So the ultimate plan then, Ciarán, like in basic terms, is you want to bring visitors to Boyle, you want to bring tourism back to Boyle, but you also want people to come back and live in the town centre. A lot of people would say it's kind of goes against, say, bringing in the tourism, because they say back in the day... 30, 40 years ago, there was a lot of businesses in town, but those business owners would have lived over their premises.
Yep.
So say if you're bringing in people to the town to live in the town and they don't have a business, so they're taking over the whole premises like we see in the likes of Main Street now.
Yep.
They're buying up the whole property. So I guess there's enough to go around for everyone.
Well, I think you'd probably look at the vacancy rates of a lot of town centre properties. What would you rather have? Would you rather have a building that's completely empty, even if it is a former shop or business premises? Or would you rather have people in that town centre living? So from my perspective, I think there's enough vacant properties for everybody wants to come in and set up shop.
It's good to try and find the balance between commercial buildings and also where people are living, because then it's like every town, there's a kind of a nucleus of the heartbeat of a town or city is people on the streets, businesses. So it's about finding balance, I suppose, as well.
Yeah.
And as you said, there's plenty to go around.
Plenty to go around. So people don't be shy. there was just if you read the Boyle 2040 plan, I just want to highlight just to kind of really, say where we were back in the past and where we are now. So, in the 1900s, in 1831, We had, the town was only 57 hectares in size. In 2016, it was 465 hectares. So back back in 1831, it was 60 people per hectare. And nowadays, it's 6 people per hectare. So, you know, it just tells you that the town centre has been completely hollowed out. And I'm like, look, that's Ireland in general. Living habits have changed. Everyone wants a garden. Everyone wants a parking spot. Everyone wants all those things. So that's what the strategy is, what the government and local strategies are to get people back town centre living.
And there's also a part of the Boyle 2040 project called Smart Boyle, which I was kind of interested in reading about. And can you talk about it? Do you know a bit about that?
We might be back. We might need you some more to help us with that over the next period of while. So, you know, I think that's, you know, obviously good internet connection and connectivity amongst in town is critical. I think, to be fair, our fibre connection has improved significantly over the past few years. There's always going to be one or two black spots, and hopefully they get rectified over the coming months and years. But nearly the whole town is connected to fibre at this stage. But not only Smart Boyle will also encompass some of the things that we're working on as part of our this year's plan about getting and upselling that message digitally as well about what Boyle 2040 is about. So it's there's a couple of different aspects to it. But in the short term, that's what we're working on is getting, you know, a one-stop shop for how you can help deliver on 2040 in a digital format.
Okay. And one of the pieces in that that I read is smart interventions in the town can be delivered through a range of means, including electronically phased access times for roads. I didn't understand what that meant, but I hadn't a clue what that was about, but
We haven't got that far down the road in 2040 yet, but when we get there, Carl, I'll be first to talk to you about it. Interesting enough, like, it does dovetail, you know, smart doesn't just include websites and internet. It also includes like smart energy usage and things like that. So we're looking at the moment as well as part of the town team about signing up for SEC, SEAI programs, which will help give us a barometer on our energy usage in the town as it currently stands, and then we'll outline the different funding applications that we can go after to, you know, future-proof our energy usage from both a personal perspective and business perspectives and public buildings perspectives as well. So we're interested to see what that will look like. So we're just at the signing up stage at the moment. But
yeah, because like obviously it's 2040 is what, 17 years away? Yep. A lot can happen, as we know, technologically in 17 years.
I might not be the chair by that stage.
You'll have moved on, I think.
No, I think they might vote me out at the next at the next AGM. We'll see.
And also one of the things I read was the, you know, I think because everything is going digital and online, that more and more businesses are either going to, you know, fail or they're going to move online.
Yeah.
So one of the big disadvantages I can see in that eventuality is that, you know, again, the heartbeat is gone out of a town if there's not physical businesses that we've been traditionally accustomed to. So that would be one negative thing, I think. But I think, you know, it's happening all across not only Ireland, but the world. So you either move with the times or get left behind.
Exactly. That's why it's more important than ever to upset ourselves as a tourist destination. So those properties that might have been hard and fast businesses convert to, or can be reopened as you know, restaurants, cafes, bars. I don't think you'll ever see a situation in any town in Ireland where every shop is utilized and occupied again. Yeah. I just don't think that's going to exist. So we got to move with the times as well, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
And then say for a business owner just coming into the town, Ciarán, like if they wanted to open a small business, is there an infrastructure for them to kind of get some help on advice and things like that?
Next question.
Because I suppose, like, you know, reading the plan, it's all amazing and it sounds great. But I suppose the smaller steps is kind of how do we welcome people in, make them feel a part of the town, make them want to stay here? They might be complete outsiders with no ties to the town.
Yeah. So I suppose, look, for our, you know, we probably have to keep our perspective on the town team quite narrow at the moment, and that is
unfocused.
Yeah, like we can become a lobbying body, or we can become you know, we don't want to just be, you know, there's X wrong here, you know, lobby yeah. about that. And if we spend our energies not executing on a 2040 plan in some form or other, whether it's through the plan of works, the LECP, or the actual 2040 plan itself, we can end up becoming a bit distracted. And, you know, you can end up being an interface in between the county council and the people of the town. And that's not really the point of the town teams. And that's not a roundabout answer to your question, mm-hmm. but I think there's probably state bodies that are more responsible for outlining the supports. But that's not something that, you know, I can bring it up our next town team and absolutely discuss. Is it something that maybe we can include in our brochure as well? Because yeah. it does factor in and does mesh well in it. Probably something we need to give a little bit of thought to.
Because like, as you know, Boyle was kind of left behind, so yeah. to speak, for, you know, a long number of years. So it's good that there's plans in action now to kind of kickstart things again. Because yeah. as we all know, Boyle is a very, very nice town to live in. It has a lot going for it. It's visually attractive yeah. compared to a lot of
so
other.
So many people are actually moving home now, yeah. which is yeah. lovely.
Yeah, it's massive. I know on my own peer group, there's a lot of them have moved back to Boyle over the past few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and like a lot of people that we've spoken to as well through the podcasts and things like that, they always say that Boyle is such a welcoming town. And that the people are really friendly and that they just, they help. So I suppose that's just where my question came from, was how can we maintain that spirit on a local yeah. and on a yeah. Boyle team and everyone else kind of level.
It was yeah. actually Christy Wynn in his podcast said it best. He goes, Boyle is a stranger's paradise. He heard that from...
Matt Smith's old pub, the two sisters used to own it.
Yeah, I can't remember yeah. their names, yeah. but they said, you know, Boyle was a stranger's paradise because anyone that came to Boyle back in those days was treated like family and that they were that they almost lived here all their life. So, you know, if it was a good
yeah, saying. You'd hear the stories of the Fla where people stayed in people's houses in Main Street and stuff like this. So the yeah. strangers welcome, like so.
Yeah.
I suppose as you become more urbanized and more multicultural, you know, it's probably going to be a challenge in how we keep that welcome there
exactly.
as well. So I'd agree with the sentiment, guys, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I suppose this has nothing to do with Boyle Town Team. You're not meant to solve the housing crisis. But I suppose a big, big problem for Boyle and many small towns across Ireland at the minute is the lack of rentals and the lack of properties to buy. Yeah. I don't know what my question is, but I just guess it's a big stumbling block.
It is. And I'll probably put on the business hat here, you know, it's been difficult from a nurse and medical perspective, and mm-hmm. I've been trying to hire prospective employees into the town, and you know that accommodation just isn't there.
That's true.
And you know, like you have to work. You can't really be supplanting locals either, who are looking for a place to rent either. So it is, it's definitely difficult balancing act. But I do believe, you know, when the grants that are out there now for refurbishment of those town centre properties, you know, I think it was up to 70k there as well. So, you know, that increase as well will make that more attractive. And you can actually see, is on Main Street there, you see building works and converting some of those buildings. True. So it is starting to turn the dial, but like anything that it does take a while for it to come to fruition. Just listening today that the Dublin rental properties have increased over the past year, and there's probably a variety of factors for that. Maybe they're all moving down the country to us, but
this is it. They're selling up.
They're selling up and moving down. Yeah,
that's probably it. I think the only thing that Boyle Town team can do is, you know, anyone listening to the podcast, you know, encourage them. The grants are there. A few properties need to be developed. I know there's, you know, the rental crisis doesn't just apply, it applies to students as well who might be commuting to Sligo, and Sligo's in the same situation as ourselves. So, you know, there's opportunities there to house students. There's, you know, there's X amount tax free as well. So just encourage people to maybe not sit on properties and as much as possible look to rent yeah. them out. And if there's something that we can do on the town team to help you out, whether it's, again, a planning application that we want a letter in support, or our contacts in the council to help out with a particular stumbling block,
that's good.
We're all ears on that.
That's good to know.
Brilliant. That's good. Yeah.
And I suppose before we wrap it up, we kind of normally finish with kind of question of, is there anything we haven't touched on that you'd like to talk about?
I think we pretty much covered the majority of it. But what I will say is, I didn't really probably just look for the perspective of, I didn't really go into listing all the different grant funding that's available. But there's a variety of programs that are out there that, through the different local government bodies and national bodies that can be availed of. And Boyle has, sourced essentially 15 million worth of funding over a short number of years for the couple of projects that have taken place that we can see in the town that have made a visual difference. So as part of that, it's important to say that Boyle's got, it's got its fair share and then some. So, it's the town team are very appreciative of the funding we have received, and then also appreciative of the people that have helped realise that funding. So, Frank Fien, our local TD, was down at the opening of the Royal, and he's always been a huge advocate of the town. I just want to call him out particularly for his support with the Royal project. We can't undermine or underestimate the advantage of having a local advocate like that who has the ear of the minister and who is always always selling Boyle. So, those connections are key, and continuing to develop them is key as well. So, and maybe just to call out to thank the, I'm only a usurper to the throne really here of the Boyle Town team. So, there's a lot of members past and present who've done a whole pile of work. And maybe just to call out, well, do you know what? I won't call out any individual because, where do you stop and who do you not call
someone.
Out? And I won't survive next town team meeting. Definitely not re-election if that's the case. But, I do want to call out, there's been a lot of, I'm fortunate enough to be able to, talk about this, the Oris funding for the second gate, around landscaping and the cycle pathway, and fortunate enough to be able to help thank the minister on behalf of the people from Boyle and the council for the work done on Riga. But it's on the back of the hard work that's been done over a number of years. We didn't just get here. This didn't happen overnight, And I just like to call out, it's a voluntary body. These people give their time. We just had a meeting yesterday, and I kept them an hour and a half after the time. And so I really called them out, and, it's a big contribution. There's emails going back and forward every day. There's texts on the WhatsApp group chats, going forward and back all the time. And these are busy people. so really just call them out and say thanks for them, and thanks for the people at Boyle for supporting us.
Yeah. Perfect.
Great, Kieran. Yeah.
I think that answers a lot of questions. I think it gives a good insight as well on the Boyle Town team and kind of projects that are in the pipeline. And
And it's great to get the snippet of the 2040 plan,
which I think is more people when they get a chance to flick through that brochure, and just see what kind of is on the agenda. Because, as I said, it was created, I think, around 2019, and you've already realized.
On
Riga, the Royal has been developed, and that's the first part of that project. So it's good to see what's potentially in the pipeline for the town, just to kind of keep people's hopes up that, we're Boyle as a town is on the way back.
And from my own perspective, just to get a question in that I'd like to know, is Boyle ahead of most towns in terms of its plans? Like, do most small towns, are they applying for all these grants and all this funding, or is Boyle a step ahead? Because it seems like it is.
What I'd say is, we're lucky that 2040 plan, does very few towns have a plan of that. I think it's 230 odd pages. Like, it's a very few towns have a roadmap like that. So it is, it's great to have the roadmap, but it's about having the people on the teams and establishing the subcommittees, etc., that will deliver on those. But we're very fortunate in Boyle, absolutely, to have that roadmap and have that vision. And maybe by 2040 it mightn't look exactly the same as a 2040 vision, but you can guarantee it'll look a hell of a lot better.
And will we have a 2060 then after that? We might. Well,
we'll get a hotel first, and then we can have the 2060.
Yeah. I'll definitely be retired by that stage.
That'll
be the next chairman's, our woman's.
Hand over the throne, yeah. Well, Kieran, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us about Boyle Town Team. And yeah, I suppose the town appreciates all your time and everything.
Thanks very much for the committee. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thanks to you all for the platform. Much appreciated.
So that's it for this episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed recording it. If you like the content, we'd really appreciate it if you could share it. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Voices of Boyle, and you can also contact us on our website by visiting voicesofboyle.com. We're always looking for new guests, so if you'd like to be on the show, or if you know someone who you'd like to join us, please reach out to us via our Facebook page or website. Thanks very much, and we'll chat to you again soon.